Welcome to 2023 Talks, where we are following our democracy in historic times.
But a 2-cent wealth tax will raise $3 trillion over 10 years. That's money we reinvest in America.
Senator Elizabeth Warren of Massachusetts says a wealth tax on Americans earning more than $50 million would allow for greater investments in childcare, education, and infrastructure, as well as help alleviate some of America's debt. While House Republicans aim to cut social programs in order to raise the debt ceiling, both the House and Senate must pass a debt ceiling bill by Monday to avoid a default. Senator Bernie Sanders of Vermont says the U.S. is facing a child care crisis.
And there is no excuse, if we got our priorities right, why we should not be providing the highest quality of child care for the little ones and to ease problems for their parents.
Pandemic-era funding helped save the child care sector from collapse, but the funding is set to expire in September. A new report finds 30% of child care programs will be forced to cut wages if federal assistance is not continued. A majority of teachers say carrying firearms at school would make students less safe, according to a new survey. American Federation of Teachers President Randy Weingarten says the U.S. should do what other great democracies have done to ban guns.
Children and parents and educators all want and need schools to be safe sanctuaries for teaching and learning, not armed fortresses.
The RAND survey shows only 5% of teachers overall selected gun violence as their largest safety concern, putting bullying at the top of the list, followed by drugs. Nevada Governor Joe Lombardo has signed a bill protecting access to abortion.
I also support pro-life, right? So I don't want, wish it to be any less restrictive than it currently is.
The legislation protects access to abortion for out-of-state patients and ensures in-state providers cannot be disciplined by medical governing boards or state commissions. The largest ever walkout by Oregon lawmakers is entering its fifth week. Democrats control the state house, but the GOP is leveraging rules requiring two-thirds of lawmakers be present to pass legislation. The governors of Virginia, West Virginia, and South Carolina have joined a growing list of GOP-led states sending their National Guard soldiers to the U.S.-Mexico border. The move is in response to a request from Texas Governor Greg Abbott, who has criticized President Biden's handling of migrants attempting to enter the U.S. And NASA held its first public meeting on UFOs Wednesday. A team of 16 scientists stressed the need for better data collection methods due to the hundreds of military and commercial pilot reports detailing unusual objects in U.S. airspace. I'm Catherine Carley for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.